Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How do governmental officials and others all over the world try to deal with those who have not been vaccinated against the coronavirus? Of course, there have been lockdowns, there have been severe restrictions of movement or access to facilities, there have been the push for mandatory vaccinations, as well as arrests of unvaccinated persons who showed their faces in public. But today I want to address the verbal abuse of governmental leaders and others, which has become more and more commonplace. First, I'd like to talk to you about France. BBC News wrote on January 5th, French President Emmanuel Macron has been accused of using divisive, vulgar language after he used a slang term to say he wanted to make life difficult for unvaccinated people. I really want to them off, and we will carry on doing this to the end, he told a French newspaper. So we need to tell them, from January 15, you will no longer be able to go to the restaurant. You will no longer be able to go for a coffee. You will no longer be able to go to the theater. You will no longer be able to go to the cinema. Now, The Sun added the following on January 5. Fuming, Emmanuel Macron has vowed to off France's unvaccinated population, as he branded them non-citizens in a furious outburst. He insisted he would persuade them to get jabbed by limiting as much as possible their access to activities in social life. Now, others tell us that the word he used in French can also be equated with the F word. What about Canada? LifeSite News wrote on January 3. Prime Minister Trudeau maligned Canadians who are opposed to receiving the COVID-19 injections as extremists, racists, and misogynists. Now, I had to look that word up. I couldn't believe he would use that in that context. It means those who hate women. And of course, he says those who deny science. The September interview went viral on social media only late last month. It is a sect, a small group, but who are taking up space. And here we have to make a choice as a leader, as a country, Trudeau said. He made the shocking statement that he is unsure if Canada should even tolerate these people, while telling the host that the unvaccinated are going to block us from getting back to the things we like doing. Now, the article goes on to say, Trudeau's assertion that those opposed to vaccination are racist is at odds with the fact that many of the most vaccine-hesitant people are members of minority communities who have a strong distrust of government due to a mistreatment in past generations. In Canada, Indigenous groups like the Six Nations Community in Ontario have a vaccination rate of only 46% as of mid-December, compared to a rate of over 85% for the province population as a whole. In America, the article says, the group to report the highest levels of hesitancy is Black Americans, with a whooping 50% reporting a distrust in the procedure. In addition to cultural hesitancy, there are those two who oppose the shots on scientific or religious grounds. Since the article mentions America, let's talk about America as a third example. President Biden, in his televised January 4 speech to the nation, said this, and that's taken from the transcript. The impact from the rising cases depends on the effect on the person based on what their vaccination status is. If you are vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. If you are unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. Many of you will experience severe illness in many cases if you are not vaccinated. Some will die, needlessly die. The unvaccinated are taking up hospital beds and crowding emergency rooms and intensive care units. That's a place that other people will need access to those hospitals. There is no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And for the parents who still haven't gotten their kids vaccinated, please get them vaccinated. Look out for their interests here. It's the best way to protect them. And for parents whose kids are too young to be vaccinated, surround them with people who are vaccinated. Now, when it comes to the many questionable statements of President Biden's comments here, I'd like to just quote from the Ron Paul Institute, dated January 2, saying this: Germany's official governmental health authority reported last week that 90%+ of new Omicron variant cases are among vaccinated individuals, obliterating the long-repeated claim that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But we are still hearing this claim made time and time again. And now young kids are being encouraged not to have anything to do with other people who are not vaccinated. Now, these kinds of words, these kinds of recommendations, these kind of actions against minority groups are not only divisive and abhorrent, they are extremely dangerous to a free society. Discrimination starts many times with hateful comments revealing the secrets of the heart. The end result can be devastating because words are often followed by actions which severely limit and even abrogate individual freedoms and liberties, ending with punishments in multiple ways, including incarceration and worse. But most people don't seem to see what is happening. And they might even be in agreement with these objectionable, vulgar, divisive, slanderous comments, which we have quoted in this program. Are those politicians who tell you that it is our civil duty to get vaccinated, are they right? Are those religious leaders right when they say that Jesus Christ would have gotten vaccinated and that those who don't get vaccinated do not love their neighbor? No matter how you look at the issue of vaccination, do you agree with those unbiblical, terribly wrong statements? Christians should ask themselves, is God really pleased with what is happening today in the world? And if not, God is telling you, come out of her, my people, so that you are not going to partake of their sins and of their plagues. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.